Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
County Commissioner of Mental Health. I just want to take a moment to thank everybody truly for taking their time to be here today. Really, this event is much more than just a flag raising. It's truly about making sure that we sustain the awareness, raise up our voice, and raise up those in the community who need support. Suicide prevention requires everyone in community, whether it's government, healthcare, advocates, and neighbors. It requires us working together and making sure that we stay focused on what we are trying to accomplish. I'm grateful today to be able to stand alongside some great leaders and partners who share in that commitment. And to begin our program today, it's my honor to welcome Deputy County Executive Lisa Shamira.
Thank you, Commissioner Bonk. I think this is actually your first flag raising as a commissioner. So congratulations on this role and the work that you are doing each and every day. We appreciate you. So I also would like to thank everyone for being here today for this truly powerful and meaningful event, the Flag of Hope. The flag, each message, each person gathered here stands as a symbol that we all need something more in this world, and that is hope. We are here not only to raise a flag, but to raise awareness, to raise voices, and to raise one another up, especially those who are struggling in silence. Suicide prevention is not just a cause, it must be a commitment. A commitment to listen, to speak out, to remind people that their lives matter, that they matter. Today is about honoring those we have lost, supporting those that are struggling, and reminding everyone that there is always help. And where there is help, there is hope. The flag does not erase the pain, but it stands as a beacon, a reminder that even in our darkest moments, we are not alone. So let this be more than just a ceremony today. Let's stop and reflect on that. We stand here as a ceremony, but let's focus on the work. Let it be a call to action, a message of compassion, and a promise that we will keep showing up for each other with open hearts and open minds. A true heartfelt thank you to all standing here this morning for your work. I want to take a moment and I want to turn around just to look at you and to thank you. Look at you. Thank you for all of your work. And for continuing to help carry the message of hope forward. So it is my honor this morning to welcome our first speaker, Dr. Gail Burstein, our Commissioner of Health, who focuses on all aspects of health. So again, thank you, Commissioner, for your work each and every day. Thank you and good morning. And just want to again thank everybody for being here this morning. This is a very important event and I'm glad we can all be together in community and really think about the people that we love and lost. So each time I'm invited to participate in this event, I emphasize that suicide prevention is a critical public health issue linked to inextricably to mental health, violence prevention, substance use disorder, grief, and the social determinants of health. We know from our data that we have communities in Erie County that have been hit hard by deaths by suicide. Each of us here has memories of someone who died by suicide, who has survived a suicide attempt. And I can tell you it has hit the medical community too. While New York State has one of the lowest suicide rates in the country, each loss is a tragedy. We continue our work to raise awareness, to implement systems changes that reduce these numbers, and to foster those human connections that reduce suicide risk. Part of that human connection involves checking in on people, and that action is something we can't do with a spreadsheet. We can't do with a chart, and we can't do with just a press event. Checking in on people involves recognizing signs of distress. They could be early warning signs and slight changes in behavior or mood, or they could be overt and obvious indications of suicidal ideation. Checking in on people means making the choice to act with love, to offer support and remind them that they are valued and loved and that their feelings are valid and that you are a safe person for them. Checking in on people means not turning away, and it means connecting them with the resources that they need. That could be helping them call 988. It could mean helping them contact their doctor. It may mean helping them find a support group. Thank you for joining us here today and being a part of this important work and community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Burstein. So I would now like to introduce Jessica Pirro, the CEO and President of Crisis Services and the Chair of the Suicide Prevention Coalition. So of course we're here today with the Erie County Department of Health, the Office of Mental Health, but this takes true partnership. And when you look behind us, you'll see the strength and partnership in our community surrounding this extremely important issue. So Jessica, again, thank you for all the work you do.
I do want to thank everyone that is here today. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and we gather every year to make sure that our community knows that we're here, that we care, and we don't want anyone to ever walk alone in their struggles. I do want to thank the county officials and everybody that's helped us put this together. A big shout out to Amy Rockwood, who helped with a lot of the logistics today. And one of the reasons I'm speaking mainly today is because our fearless leader of our coalition, Dr. Celia Spicone, is actually in California with her two-week-old grandson. Theodore was born 2 weeks ago. So we send our spirit to her and her family as they celebrate this milestone. And I hope I make her proud in sharing all of the work of the coalition today. I really am honored, in addition to serving on behalf of Crisis Services as the chair of our coalition. Crisis Services and partner with the coalition and our county leaders and all of our stakeholders and members that are here today, we stand united to raise this flag of hope as a symbol of our shared mission to foster connection, reduce stigma, and save lives through awareness and support. We raise this flag not only to promote awareness, but as a call to action, to honor the lives that we've lost, uplift those that are fighting, and remind our community that hope is always in reach. This work requires a high level of commitment and determination, and we are proud of our coalition that stands over 60 organizations and stakeholders, and many of them are here today representing those organizations. For over 13 years, we have built this coalition to support our community to take action, to be responsible and be accountable to reduce suicide while building a stronger Erie County that's aware, is willing to be involved, and willing to have the courage to ask that important question that can save a life. This work is grounded in our mission, and the past year, this membership behind me helped build upon that mission and developed a vision statement for our coalition, and we share that with you today. We envision a community where the collective power of education, prevention, and support comes together to make our future free of suicide by offering hope, strength, and resilience. A future free from suicide is a powerful statement. It takes a collective whole to see this type of vision through. Our coalition makes strides and impacts every day here in Erie County to move us towards this vision. And I want to share with you some of the successes of our coalition work this past year. Celia, in partnership with the members of our dedicated schools committee, has trained 40 new trainers in suicide safety for school staff that works in the schools to do training to all school staff. And as a result, we have 600 new staff that have been trained in suicide prevention awareness and recognition efforts. This is on top of all of the previous year's trainings. We have now trained over 7,000 school staff in Erie County during the time of our coalition. Training and awareness are our core services, and we continue to exceed these efforts this past year. We have trained over 200 community members in just being gatekeepers and aware of what to look for in the signs and symptoms of suicide. We have trained over 200 professional staff, including the legal community, probation officers, physicians, and other healthcare workers. We continue to partner with our Black churches to present the Soul Shop training supporting our Black community. And our membership has helped to cover over 30 events. One of our favorites has become our gun show at the Hamburg Fairgrounds. And actually last weekend, we gave out over 500 gun locks during that gun show. We've had a local barbershop run a 24-hour hair cut-a-thon to bring awareness to suicide prevention. And we've organized projects with Cabela's, for example, where over 1,500 hunters received gun locks and socks, called our Locks and Socks program, to bring awareness to suicide prevention. A big shout out to the Health Foundation of Central and Western New York for that help to make that a success. Our growing focus has been means reduction and getting the word out about firearm and medication safety. In addition to our firearm gun lock program, we've also started to work on handing out medication lock bag distribution. We are making dedicated outreach to high-risk groups, including construction workers. We've been tabling at the Bills, the new developed Bills Stadium, for there's over 1,500 or so workers there, because we know they are a high-risk group for suicide. And we also are working on a project with our county senior services and helping to do outreach to our older community that make up a third of our suicide deaths every year. We know that awareness is the key to prevention, but intervention is critical to save lives. And on behalf of my role as serving for crisis services, I just want to thank our team who stands in our community each and every day to assure no one is alone. The willingness to do this work takes compassion and dedication, but most importantly, determination. It takes a willingness to stand with people during their hardest hours. Our crisis first responders show up each day because someone has to remain steady when everything else feels so uncertain. Preventing suicide, intervening in moments of crisis, and supporting those impacted by the loss is a weight only a few can really carry for others. I do want to thank our team at Crisis Services for the risks that they take each day to be present in other people's crisis and the life-saving work that they provide each day. Help is available 24 hours a day by calling Crisis Services 24-hour hotline 716-834-3131 and also by calling 988. I want to thank our membership. It's because of you that we're making these strides to help reduce suicides here in Erie County. And I want to thank Celia, who's not here with us today, for everything she does to help this coalition be so successful and have an impact for our local community. So next, I have the honor of introducing our keynote address, the release of New York State's Strategy for Suicide Prevention. This isn't just a local need that we have to focus on. It's state, federal, it's the whole world. And I am excited to share with you today, Kara Brodinski, the Director of Operations for the Suicide Prevention Center of the New York State Office of Mental Health, for some keynote remarks.
Thank you, Jessica. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here today. This month, we observe Suicide Prevention Month. We are reminded of both the urgency of this issue and the opportunity we have to act together. Suicide remains a serious public health issue in New York State. In 2023, we lost 1,717 New Yorkers to suicide. That's 1,717 families grieving, 1,717 communities impacted, and countless lives changed forever. And while our state has one of the lowest suicide rates in the nation, only six other states lose more to suicide every year. This toll is still devastating emotionally, socially, and economically. And the truth is, suicide is complex. It doesn't have a single cause, and it doesn't have a single solution. That's why it requires a coordinated approach, one that brings together state agencies, county leaders, health systems, schools, workplaces, and communities, especially serving those most impacted by suicide. It is through our collective action that suicide prevention will have the most impact. In 2024, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released an updated national strategy for suicide prevention. In alignment with this national framework, the New York State Office of Mental Health, together with the New York State Suicide Prevention Council, subject matter experts, and individuals with suicide-centered lived experience, has developed New York's strategy for the next 5 years, titled 1700 Too Many, New York State Strategy for Suicide Prevention. The release of this strategy is upcoming, and it will mark a major step forward in how we address suicide across our state. As part of the development of this strategy, we saw input from both New Yorkers with suicide-centered lived experiences, including those who have struggled themselves, lost someone to suicide, or supported a loved one, and from subject matter experts representing diverse communities and professional sectors. Their insights shaped every aspect of this strategy, and they reinforced a shared need. Systemic improvement, community-informed care, expanded training and education, and equitable resource allocation. Above all, they called for suicide prevention to be person-centered, compassionate, and responsive to real-world needs, not just as a value statement, but as a foundation for how systems, services, and communities must operate. Grounded in those voices, the strategy is organized into 5 strategic directions. Number 1, strengthening the foundation of suicide prevention through better research, data, and quality improvement. Number 2, ensuring equitable access to suicide prevention care by reducing barriers and strengthening the workforce. Number 3, amplifying support for populations with higher suicide risk through culturally relevant and community-driven strategies. Number 4, expanding community-driven prevention by embedding suicide prevention into everyday life, including schools, workplaces, and neighborhoods. And number 5, advancing clinical care and crisis response, making sure healthcare and crisis systems are prepared, responsive, and effective. To put this strategy into practice, the Office of Mental Health also developed a companion document titled Turning Strategy into Action, the New York State Office of Mental Health's Comprehensive Action Plan for Suicide Prevention. This action plan translates the strategy's broad vision into specific measurable steps to be advanced over the next 5 years. It outlines targeted objectives that the Office of Mental Health's Suicide Prevention Center will lead, coordinate, and track, always guided by data and shaped by community voices. Together, the strategy and the action plan reflect New York's commitment not just to setting goals, but to building an infrastructure of accountability and progress. Because suicide prevention is not something our office can solve alone, its strength lies in all of you, the leaders, organizations, families, and individuals who bring this work to life every day. And that's where I want to leave you, with a call to action. We need communities across New York to take this statewide strategy and make it local. That means developing action plans that reflect their own unique needs, strengths, and cultural context. These local plans can turn a shared vision into real targeted steps and steps that save lives. Comprehensive suicide prevention is about weaving connection, care, and safety into every part of our community. And it takes every one of us working together, building partnerships, and taking meaningful action. Behind 1700 Too Many are real people and real families. Let it also stand for our shared commitment to ensure that fewer lives are lost and more people find help, healing, and hope in the Empire State. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. I would now like to call up Lindsay Stewart, who is the Suicide Prevention Coalition Secretary. Lindsay is going to review the purpose of the flag raising and how meaningful that is. During that time, as we're cranking and moving the flag upward, musical accompaniment is going to be provided by Joshua Vacanti, prevention educator with the Prevention Council, and I also need to say this, also a finalist on season 21 of the Voice, who was on Team Legend. So, Lindsay.
Thank you. In honor of World Suicide Prevention Week, the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Erie County proudly raises the flag of hope. Throughout September, this flag will be raised up high as a powerful reminder for each of us to shine a light for those who may be experiencing a mental health challenge. We offer our support by sharing messages of hope, having meaningful conversations, and taking action to prevent suicide. Whether you're supporting someone or seeking support yourself, know that help is available, you matter, people care, and healing is possible. We will now raise the flag of hope with assistance from our coalition. And while that is happening, I just also have to give that big shout out again to Joshua Vacanti, who will be providing us with a musical accompaniment.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear? But crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. Oh, you will be found. You will be found. And you will be found. Someone to carry you when you're broken on the ground. You'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you only look around, you will be found. You will be. Sound. but now I'm found. I was blinded, oh, but now I can see. I once was blinded, but now I can see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.